Well, hey, what's going on, everybody? So welcome to the Murders to Music podcast. This podcast comes from a place in my heart where I have been playing live music since I was 13 years old. I've also been in a police uniform since I was 13 years old. I played my first paid gig at 13 years old. And at 13 years old, I collected and put my first dead body into a body bag. That has been my life. The parallel, I'm now 45 years old. The parallels between music and police work have been the only thing I've known. This podcast, I want to share with you. I want you to go on a ride along with me on the journey of what it's like to be a career police officer and spend the last 11 years as a homicide and child abuse detective in a major metropolitan city. I want to explain to you how all of a sudden you have a complete loss of identity. Everything you knew yesterday is no longer, because yesterday you were doing really cool stuff solving cases and your identity was wearing a badge and solving murders, and overnight all that is gone. What happens when you lose your identity, the only thing you've known since you were 13 years old? Music has been there that entire time. In my 30-something years of playing music live, I've had the opportunity to learn things along the way that I want to share with you. I want to share reading a crowd. I want to share setting up a stage. I want to share all of those things. I want to talk to you about how music is therapeutic, how it can save your life, literally can save your life, and how the crowd interacts with you. If you're watching this, you've got some kind of attraction to the homicide or the law enforcement side of things. You've got some kind of attraction to the music side of things, and I want to bring those two together for you. Come on this journey with me. Let's check this out together. If you have questions, I'll answer them. You want to know about interrogation, I'll talk about it. If you want to know how to set up an EQ, we'll talk about that as well. Either way, there's lots to talk about. How do you go from solving murders to opening Streamline Events and Entertainment, a full entertainment DJ live music sound company, and no longer being a cop carrying a badge or a gun? There's got to be a transition there. It was tragic. It was hard. It was dark, but it brought such a place of light. Let's talk about music. Let's talk about the journey. Come on a ride along. Let's go. Well, hey, welcome to the channel, everybody. So my name is Aaron. I'm with Streamline Events and Entertainment, and you are tuning in to the Murders to Music podcast. So this podcast, what is it going to be about, and how do murders and music even meet each other? Well, for 21 years, I was a police officer, and the last 11 years I spent specializing in homicide and child abuse. So that world can be dark, as you could probably imagine. If you haven't done it, you can imagine the content and the stress that it puts onto a person. Well, pause there. Long before I was a police officer, I started DJing and playing live music. I started playing drums when I was about 5 years old. I have been in gigging bands since I was 13, 14. Started doing live sound engineering at about 13, 14. And progressively, I've carried that through my entire career. And at the darkest times that I've had as a police officer, I was able to turn back to music, live music, playing, performing, entertaining. And it was a completely different world. I mean, you see me at work, and I was everything you thought I was going to be as a cop. And there's lots of stories that I'm going to tell you about that. And then you see me on stage, and you're like, man, who is this guy? My coworkers who would come and see me, they would wonder, where is this Aaron? You know, who is this guy? And the whole time inside of me, there was a different Aaron. But in that world as a police officer, you get so guarded and you're back against a wall and hypervigilant and your nerves go numb and you can no longer feel feelings. It's a really rough place to be, especially when every day is somebody else's worst day. that music was an outlet. Then, through my career, it came to a day where all was going well. I go to some training and I end up breaking some ribs in training. And I'm at the top of my career. I've solving cold case homicides. If it's a sexy case in a metropolitan city that I work in, then the case is going to come to me or I'm going to be involved in it. And it was a really fun place to be in my career. But I go to training and I break some ribs. And I go to the doctor for those broken ribs, and all of a sudden I get told I'm not going back to work. Little did I know that on that Thursday, my career as a police officer was over. PTSD, it's a real thing. And I never thought it was. I always, honestly, I'm ashamed. I laughed at the people that said they had PTSD. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a cop-out. 21 years ago, when I started this career, we didn't talk about feelings. We didn't talk about this call we just went on. We didn't talk about the blood that we have on our clothes or our friends or partners who were killed or hurt in the line of duty. We just pushed past that, compartmentalized it, put it down inside, and pushed to another day. So when I get told that I'm suffering from PTSD, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that I'll explore, and I'm going to be open and vulnerable with everybody that's watching this. I think that's the point of this podcast. Whether you're watching it for the human aspect or you're watching it for the live music, DJ, production, entertainment side of it, you're going to get something out of this. Authenticity is where we need to be in this world. And I went to the doctor with broken ribs. I got told that I had to take some time off and I was suffering from PTSD. I didn't believe him. I fought it. One thing led to another. I'm hospitalized as a result of fighting it. And I never went back to work. About 14, 15 months later, I go back to work to clean out my desk and say goodbye to everybody. So for somebody who thought they were such an integral cog in the wheel, an integral part of the system that made justice move forward, that saved lives and solved homicides and everything else, and I had all this caseload, in a day, I was gone and everybody else picked up my slack. And if you've ever known a first responder, a law enforcement, fire, we don't like asking for help. We're not the ones who call and ask for help or to be bailed out. We're the ones that show up when it's chaotic and take control and make that scene or that situation bring chaos down to a reasonable, tolerable level. Well, ultimately, I had to ask for help. And you're asking yourself, how does this deal with music? Well, here's how. I was so used to bringing people joy and helping them in their worst day. The day that their mother or father was killed, the day their child was killed, the day that somebody violated their little one. That was my world. And I got to know those people intimately. And I'd work with them for six, 8 months. And at the end of it, more times than not, when it was all over and we found victory for their case, more times than not, I was asked to not contact them again or to basically leave them alone. Because I was a bad memory and I triggered all the negative stuff that they had experienced. I didn't understand that. To me, the selfish me, it was, we've been through so much together. I have bled, sweat, cried your case on top of many other cases over the last 6 years. And now you're asking me to go away and looking at me as the devil. That's how I saw it. It's not true, but that's how I saw it. And that was really, really hard. All of that, I guess, is the stress amongst other things, which you'll hear about on this podcast. But all of that are the things that led up to the PTSD and the cumulative PTSD and the stress involved in the career of law enforcement. Now, again, how does this get back to music? Well, when I was helping people in their worst days, I brought them joy for a very small period of time. I'd always done music, loved entertaining, being on stage, singing, playing drums, DJing, whatever it was. And after I got out of law enforcement, I talked to a guy who ends up being a very good friend of mine now. He's a colleague. I work with him, and he's a great dude. But he's also has some PTSD issues from a different world, different arena. And he started talking to me, and he's like, Aaron, he says, when I'm doing DJing and weddings and helping people on their best day ever, it's awesome. I get to help make those memories and those smiles and those things that'll last a lifetime. He said, and you know, that is where I find my joy in helping others. And it resonated with me. All these years I've been helping people on their worst days, yet God has given me a set of talents and skills and an opportunity that I've been missing because I've been so snowblind by the law enforcement world that I worked in. So once I transitioned out of law enforcement and I felt that I was stable enough and ready to kind of get back into the world, I started Streamline Events and Entertainment. Streamline Events and Entertainment was born out of pain. It was born out of the most painful and most difficult time in my life. One day, you're a rock star. The next day, you're a nobody. One day, you're a successful homicide detective solving great cases, great reputation, television shows made about your cases, stuff that nobody else in my agency had ever done. And I worked in a major metropolitan area and I was doing it over and over and over again. And then all of a sudden the next day, you're nobody. Your people don't call you. Very rarely do you get checked up on. It's a fight to get through the system of workers' comp because you can't look at PTSD like you can somebody got their leg blown off by stepping on a landmine. It's not that obvious. But it's the scars and the death by a thousand cuts that happen throughout a career that ultimately lead many people to take their lives. That was darkness. I needed to change that and change my outlook on life. So I opened up Streamline Events and Entertainment, born out of pain. It's a company that helps people on their best day. We love weddings. If that's your wedding day, we're going to be there. For 21 years, I had attention to detail. I didn't get an opportunity to not do something correctly or give good thought to it or have attention to detail. People's lives literally mattered. Streamline Events and Entertainment, that doesn't go away. We pay attention to the details on your wedding day. I want to bring you the joy and the happiness walking down the aisle when I play your recessional, when I'm at your reception, when I'm entertaining your guests and engaging and keeping that party going. I want you to make memories that last a lifetime. I want that joy. I am tired of darkness. I never want to go back to being a cop. I'm done with that world. Completely done. Never thought I would say that. You'll hear more about that in the podcast. But now, moving forward, I want to bring you joy on your happiest day. I want to work with you through that process. I want to talk to you about your birthdays. I want to talk to you about your graduation parties. I want to do all of that stuff, but not only for DJ. I want to give back the skills that I have, and that's in live music production, sound production, engineering, setting up the stage, tuning a room, all the tech stuff that goes along with that. I want to talk about that too. So that's what this channel is all about. And that's what this podcast, Murders to Music, is all about. I want an opportunity to give back. I want to tell my story. There are parallels in my dark world that I don't care who you are. If you're a human being with a pulse on this earth, you can correlate to some of the things that I'm going to talk about. There are parallels. Every day we get up and all we want to do is hide in a facade that we have, or some made-up world that we have, or some armor that we've put on to protect ourselves due to our insecurities. And that is what we portray to the world. That is dangerous. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what happens inside the brain. Then I also want to talk about what happens inside the brain on your wedding day when everything goes off flawless. So if this seems interesting to you and this is something that you think you can get your mind around, follow me. Follow and subscribe to Murders to Music. Let's talk about the journey from darkness to light, from evil to the happiest day of your life. I'm not going to get into details on the dark side. I'm not going to tell, this isn't a true crime podcast where I'm going to talk to you about the details of the stuff that I have. I'll mention some cases and some topics, but ultimately the purpose is to what it does as a human being. I want to help make people better through the pain that I've suffered. I've suffered some pain over the last 2.5 years. I'm still suffering pain. As I sit here recording this, I'm in a low spot. Something occurred recently that brought me back to my police world. And I can honestly say it's a low spot in my life, but I want to talk to you about it. I want to talk to my family on this podcast. I want to do interviews with my family about it. I want to do interviews with people in the music world. Did you know that the guitar player in my band is a Hollywood makeup artist who has done makeup artistry for the Grinch That Stole Christmas, Arsenio Hall, all the big players in Hollywood? My guy is the guy that's done the makeup for all those. So I want to bring him on and talk to him. I want to bring on some of the people I used to work with, bring on my bandmates, talked about people that have been playing music for 60 years, entertaining. Those are the kind of things we're going to do on this show. Please, hopefully you're still with me and hopefully you like the road that I'm going down. I want to bring entertainment, education, value to your world. I want to help you be a better person on the personal side, and I want to help you be a better musician, a better technician, a better DJ, a better human being on the entertainment side. So from murders to music, crime scenes to the music scene, you're going to get behind the scene with me. I look forward to our time together. Thank you so much for listening. And please, please, please subscribe, like this, and follow along as we go on this journey together. Thank you so much.